Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
This is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and buck92.com. My guest today is Sadie Bass. I've interviewed her before and we've talked to her before. Sadie, go ahead and tell us where you're from, what you're doing, and then we'll just go into some questions.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, I'm from Bath, Michigan, so outskirts of Lansing. You know, grew up in Michigan and started playing shows out there. I got a lot of local support for really small gigs, which I think eventually led to me opening up for bigger artists. And at that time, it was a lot of cover songs, but then I kind of started showing off some writing. And then once I moved to Nashville, that's when doors really started to open for me. But it really did all start back home in Michigan.
So how did you first get into country music?
You know, I liked all music growing up. I grew up on like Eagles and Beatles, and I remember I loved even Britney Spears and Rihanna and Christina Aguilera, Nickelback, Saving Abel, things like that. But when I got into writing more, and especially like middle school, high school, and when I could drive, that's when country really came through. And I was like, okay, you know, this is lyrically where I land.
Yeah. Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and I feel like everybody has this big, special thing. And for me, like, I wanted to do this ever since I was a little girl, especially at least songwriting. I wasn't for sure about the artist thing. I did love to sing. There's videos of me trying to write songs and do all that growing up. But I don't think I really knew for sure that I had what it took to be a singer too, not just a songwriter, until I did The Voice. When I had turned those chairs, that's when I was like, okay. That gave me just a little bit of confidence, you know, whereas before I didn't fully step out and tell people like, yes, I'm pursuing music, you know? So I think that was kind of my moment artist wise, but man, the feeling of wanting to do it, I mean, ever since I was a little girl, like you make those little time capsules, you make those dream boxes. And I always had put, you know, a guitar pick or, you know, some sort of thing that this was something I wanted to do.
You've already mentioned a little bit about, but who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Gave you a couple, but I'd say my number one, especially with where I'm at now, is Miranda Lambert. I love that she has, you know, as a writer, the storytelling side, but also she's got a little sassy edge, and, you know, I just really relate to that. And I think even vocally, her range, you know, she's not crazy, crazy, you know, vibrato like maybe Carrie Underwood or Adele. Yeah. And so I think that vocal range is just kind of like a sweet spot. That's kind of, I feel like, where I fall.
What does being a local artist mean to you?
Well, I mean, I'm really proud to have come from Michigan, especially down here in Nashville. I think there's a lot of Southern girls and stuff, which I love everybody. But it is kind of cool. I feel like, especially for female artists, we don't have a lot of people representing where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And especially growing up where I grew up, you know, I really did have so much support, you know, that carried on from sports to those little shows. And so the community coming out and supporting me and us just having a good time is like a huge reason for the success that I have today. If it wasn't for them, there's no way that I would have gotten, you know, asked to open for those artists.
That's what everyone that I've talked to has said, you know, being from Michigan is different. You're down in Nashville now, and some other ones are all over the state of Michigan, but, you know, and they've gone all over and done shows everywhere. But it's like that Michigan connection. And, you know, like you were just saying, you know, people from down there from Michigan, and you just connect with them well and all that. So that's pretty neat.
Well, I do also hear too, I like to ask other artists, you know, what do you guys think when you go play at Michigan? And they go, dude, the people out there are wild. They go, they get excited and they do love country music. And I think sometimes in these other Southern states, sometimes maybe it's a little bit more oversaturated, you know, everybody in their own. Their cousin sings or writes because it's so close to Nashville. But in Michigan, you know, I think every show, like, we really show up and the crowd gets excited. And I mean, I've been told by other artists that we know how to get down out there, you know?
Well, like Kid Rock says, you know, ain't no party like a Detroit party because a Detroit party don't stop, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so
I always like to tell people too, though, when they think of Michigan, don't just think of Detroit. Besides Detroit Lions, go to Detroit and I'll get food out there. I say, dude, one amazing thing about Michigan is we have a little bit of everything, and we don't even have very many scary animals, which I love, you know, swimming around, you're not going to die hunting. I don't have to worry about freaking, you know, just a lot of things that other states have to worry about. And it's beautiful.
Well, that's why I'm like, everyone's like, man, go to Florida because it's nice. I can't run faster than gators. So I'm good with the cold winters for now because we don't have gators. So that's a good thing.
There's a plus to our cold winters too. You know, I like to say too that it was nice back home during the winter. Everybody could gain, you know, 10 pounds. We could eat, you know, yum food, stay, you know, it's your time to like relax, be inside with the family. And then spring comes around and summer and fall and we're out again, you know, either in the woods or on the water. So I didn't mind it. Really
did. Do you have a favorite place around to play or write music?
In Michigan?
Yeah. You know, because I know you guys got a cabin and stuff, you know, not too far from, you know, Elma and, you know, St. Louis and Mount Pleasant. So I don't know if that's a place for you to come and write or,
Sure. I think Bass Lake in Vesterburg, Michigan, that's where my family has a little cottage. You know, I spent every weekend of every summer going up there. And whenever I can go back, I always am sitting on the deck or the pontoon or wherever. And I get my best ideas whenever I'm home. Like if I'm starting to feel like I'm running out of ideas or, you know, just need a restart whenever I go home, even just sitting in my parents' house, if they're watching TV and we're just, you know, relaxing, I look around and I just get so many ideas because I'm like remembering things, but seeing them from, you know, from my older self. So I'd say Bass Lake. As far as a place to play, I was so honored to have played Faster Horses. I know it's not going on anymore. I don't know how long, but that was so fun. And then that B93 Bash for Brantley Gilbert was a really, really awesome turnout at Comstock Park.
Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
I have a lot. All my songs are my babies. I'm going to be honest, my best songs and my most meaningful ones are not even out yet.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. But from what I put out, Holy Ground is still just like near and dear to me because it is about Michigan and where I came from. I think everybody has a hometown song.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell when I sing that one out, especially back home, that people are understanding and connecting with it. You know,
yeah, they can relate to it.
It's a really good feeling. Yes.
Do your songs come from personal experiences or storytelling or a mix of both?
I think it for sure started with personal experience. But as I've gotten into these other rooms, I kind of do enjoy sometimes if somebody has a good idea and it's like, okay, you know, I haven't gone through that, but I think about maybe friends who have, or just try to put myself in that spot. I think of it like kind of like an actress for a movie sometimes. And that part's really cool. But I do think my best songs have been, you know, a personal experience.
What's your songwriting process like? Do you go lyrics first or melody first?
I get that question a lot. It's all different. My personal favorite way is to start with like, you know, what an idea or a title. And then I kind of write a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get a flow of the poem, I'll sometimes list either play my guitar or I'll even just like listen to other songs and read my poem. And then once I kind of feel like one's fitting that vibe, that's when I'll be like, okay, this is the general vibe of the song. And then I'll start playing with melodies.
Are you working on any projects right now?
Yes, lots. I just put out that new song, Back in My BS, and then I've got a funny one coming out soon, I think in like 2 more weeks, and then I'm going to be singing on a friend of mine's song. His name's Landon Wall. It'll be like a duet, and then I've got 2 more songs dropping after that, like the next 5 weeks and 5 weeks, hopefully throughout the whole year. But those are the songs that are fully produced as of right now.
We'll be right back with more Sadie Bass Interview.
Fresh local country, more kicking country coming your way. You heard it first, where country legends live.
Talk 92.3.
Hey guys, it's Sadie Bass, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Tell me all about acres in a house with the wraparound on the sunset side. Grass in the yard, dead where we park us, ripping up that for sale sign. 'Cause it's yours and mine, a long drive with pines on our own country mile. Ain't nothing drives me as wild as when you talk dirt to me about putting roots down for a family tree on our own piece of ground. Lay a foundation, build more than a house, where new generations bring new ones around. happens, 'cause those ain't the words that I need. Baby, talk dirt to me. Little garden patch, little chicken scratch, dogs in the back digging up holes. Sun coming up, your work truck turning up dust, turning me on. Kiss me down by the creek, out in dressing bare feet. You with that red clay stain on one knee, baby. Talk dirt to me about putting roots down for a family tree on our own piece of ground. Lay a foundation, build more than a house. We're new.
We'll be right back on Buck 92.3.
Buck 92.3.
Where country legends live.
When you are looking to elevate your business, reach out to RFM Group. They specialize in a wide range of services tailored to help you and your business succeed. RFM Group is more than an accounting and audit firm, also specializing in taxation, payroll services, financial services, and managed computer support.
Hi, this is Mike Harder. We have spent decades creating a business model to fully help you manage your business and individual financial health. Our team of experts is dedicated to optimizing your operations and maximizing efficiency. From strategic consulting to innovative solutions, we deliver results that matter.
Visit rfmgrp.com to discover how RFM Group can drive your success forward. For assistance with taxation, payroll services, financial services, and managed computer support. It's all at RFM Group, where experience meets excellence. RFMGRP.com.
We're RFM Group.
It's time to spring into savings at Graff of Mount Pleasant.
Deals are sprouting up everywhere.
Spring savings are blooming on a wide selection of new and used vehicles at Graff of Mount Pleasant.
With 9 new vehicle brands, we'll put a little spring in your step with great Graff deals like these.
Drive off a new Chevy Silverado for $237 a month. Get into a new Ram Bighorn Crew Cab for $362 a month. Or drive off a new Buick Encore GX Preferred for just $284 a month.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Plant yourself into a new or used vehicle that you want at Graff of Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Sadie Bass interview. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Well, I'd say number one thing is I think my fans have enjoyed going through this process with me, especially from the start. Like, you know, my early days with shows, I was clearly very nervous, you know, talking fast, singing covers, you know, just hanging in there. But as I've grown as an artist, I really am really trying to make a show out of it. But I think that their favorite thing is that I'll randomly sing, you know, an unreleased song that maybe I had just written, you know, a couple of days prior and it's not perfect or I might mess up, but I think they kind of like that. And I think that they like to, you know, I'll interact with the crowd or just say truly what I'm thinking and not care if it makes me look silly. And I think that that they really like that, but also to
Well, it just shows
like
that you're
watch a movie.
Well, that, and it just shows that you're a down to earth person. I mean, you're just a average just person, just like the rest of us. But you can sing good. You know, me, I can't sing. I can't play instruments. I can't sing, but I can play on the radio and I can do interviews. Yeah. So, you know, that's what I do. And you do, you sing great songs and perform, you know, and so it's, that's what's cool about it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, people will think they're coming to see me, but I'm really coming to see them too. Like, we're really at the end of the day enjoying each other to sing songs together. And it's like my, it really is the best part about it. And then I get to meet everyone after too. So
yeah,
that's what you can expect. I really do just love being able to visit new places, but there is nothing like going back home. You know what I mean?
Do you remember your first live performance?
Yes, I do. it was at Buddy's Pub and Grill. Is that DeWitt, maybe? Alchemist? DeWitt? I don't know. It was for a post-prom fundraiser. It was like the year after I had graduated Bath, and I was playing softball LCC in Lansing, and they had asked me to come out and sing to raise money for that post-prom. And the reason they knew is because I would had just posted a couple short videos online.
Yeah.
I don't even think my face was in it. But I showed up to that, and the bar was packed. And I remember my first song, I sang White Liar, and it was not good, dude. I can't ever sing the song again because I'm scarred. But yeah, just the fact that everyone was there and just supportive. Like I said, I was not amazing, but it just, it was fun. And people sang with me, and that was the first thing.
What's been your most memorable show so far? I know you mentioned Faster Horses and the B93 Bash and all that, but is there any other ones that you can think of that's been your most memorable so far?
Gosh, there's so many. To pick a most is hard, but I think, gosh, Comstock Park with Brantley was big. There was a battle of the bands, but, you know, I think a big girl moment was like Rock the Country's. Not last year, but the year before. It was my first catwalk, and it was so many people, like, what, 30,000 people probably opening for Kid Rock and Jason Aldean. And I had walked out, and it was my first time walking the catwalk, and, like, your in-ears, you know, you have to learn that artist. I remember I could hear, like, four vocals going off, and then I had to take out my pack and just sing, but I had such a good time, and it was my first big, big thing, and I made it through, and I think that one has stuck with me the most. I think that was in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about The Voice a little bit, or is that, do you want to put that behind you, or?
Go ahead
and tell us a little bit about your experience with The Voice. And, you know, because I remember watching every week. I'm like, yeah, we talked to her. I met her. And, you know, and so, you know, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was waitressing in Nashville. I got asked to go on there and I was hesitant. But my manager and cousin Emma, who's also Bath alumni and went to Michigan State, was like, hey, you know, if you want to figure out if you're an artist or a singer, this is kind of the time, or a writer or singer, this is the time to do it. And so I went out to LA, you know, coming from a small town, that was crazy, but at least I had Nashville a little bit. I was out there for 3 months. It was the year after COVID, but we still had to wear masks and get tested regularly, and we couldn't really hang out with each other. Gwen Stefani's chair and Blake Shelton's. I had told production I had planned on choosing Blake, but I don't know, something about how much Gwen was like fighting for me and she was married to him, it kind of felt right to maybe choose her. She was telling me that she could help me with my confidence, and I was like, oh yeah, that's what I need, you know. And so I chose her, and then I had gotten partnered up with another girl, Kayla, to sing Everything I Own by Bread. And so I had to sing the high part, she sang the low for the second episode, and we did that. I remember thinking that it went really great. And then they ended up going with Kayla. She had a really cool vibrato to her voice. And that was it. But I have never, think about this, we practiced all that time for this. And I'll never be able to hear that performance back, what it sounded like, because it wasn't aired. They just montaged it. So I heard like one line of the song. It drives me crazy. I want to hear so bad what it sounded like, you know?
Yeah.
But the momentum from that show helped me a lot with shows going forward and streams. And
well, and that's you know, you got to, you know, I don't necessarily hang out with Gwen Stefani, but she gave you pointers and stuff like that. So that's awesome. Cause I mean, she's been doing it forever, and same with Blake, you know, they've been doing it forever. So they kind of know like where you're coming from. So that was pretty neat.
She kept telling me it was confident. She said, you have it. She said, you're just not confident. And once you figure that out, it's downhill from there. And I think she was right. But I also had gotten so much practice with interviews. I remember even just interviews, talking in between songs used to almost be the death of me, because it just was so scary. I was like, I can write a song.
Yeah.
You know, and but the interviews were just so hard for me. But doing those reps has helped me so much going forward. So I'm so happy that I did it. I really am.
Yeah. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
And Miranda Lambert. Yeah, but I already did open for Miranda, but Morgan Wallen, yeah, he's pretty sick.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Road trip snack of choice.
Ooh, there's a lot.
I followed along and I've watched the videos and you guys packed into a van and traveling around and road trip snack of choice.
Man, it's hard because am I going healthy? Am I going not healthy? You know, we'll always just stop and get Chipotle and stuff. But if I can have whatever I want and it's like after a show headed home, I'm going to get some spicy hot Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a good one too. Favorite country song of all time.
Oh my gosh. I don't have one. I can't actually. No, I can't. I can't pick one. There's too many, but one did just pop to my head. That is one I wish I freaking wrote. And it is House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert.
I know that's like I've asked these same questions to everyone that I've interviewed just because it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they've asked me that too, and I'm like, man, I've gone through so many, but I always keep going back to The Dance by Garth.
Oh, that one's good too. There's so many.
And that's the thing is there's so many great songs out there that it's hard to just pick one.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can pick a favorite movie or song. Like, you just can't.
Now, here's a question, because I can answer this one real quick. Your favorite non-country song?
I always loved Nickelback. I love Rockstar.
That is a great song.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah. Here's my all-time favorite song. This is my all-time favorite, and it's Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh my God, I love that song. We've mashed that song up many times.
Yeah, I actually got to meet him. I was good friends with his wife, Dana, her uncle. I was really good friends with him. So back in like, I can't remember if it was like 2000, 2001, I got to meet him down there in Ohio at a show. And so it was pretty cool.
That is so cool.
I got to ask him one question. I was like, hey, did you have fun Thursday? Because I saw him Thursday at Pine Knob, and then Tuesday we went down to Ohio and saw him. And I said, hey, did you have fun playing in Detroit on Thursday? And he goes, I always have fun playing. So that always stuck with me that, you know, could have said, no, it was a good show. But he's like, I always have fun playing. So that was something that I always remembered.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good answer.
Okay, we're going to go into some closing questions. What is your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
You know, I finally had a booking deal and a publishing deal and management. I did just take meetings for a record label, and I thought that was my next goal. And I still very well could get one, but I think it really is just putting out all this music that's my favorite that's not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of nailing down my production and then building that show, like really being able to put on a good show. And that's going to take a little bit more money, you know, some lighting, some sound guy, tour management, but we're close. But so I'd say those are my next things that I'm really focusing on this year.
That's pretty cool. What advice would you give to other local musicians just starting out?
I'm just, especially through my journey and so many that I've watched, is that everybody starts somewhere. So you really can get better and better, and don't compare yourself to others. Confidence goes a long, long way. Oh, and it's never too late to start too. Like, there's so many people that are like in their 20s or even 28 or whatever, and they're like, is it too late to learn guitar? No, it is not. I'm telling you, it's not. And it's easier now than ever before. You can just go right on YouTube and look up how to play the most basic chords, and you can play thousands songs with those chords, you know, piano, anything. It's not too late to start.
In our closing question, where can fans follow you on social media?
I use Instagram the most. It's SadieBass_SadieBass. I use Facebook, Sadie Bass Music. I have TikTok. I think it's SadieBass__. And then I have a website, SadieBassMusic.com.
Sadie, anything else we didn't talk about that you'd like to talk about, or?
I don't think so. I think we got it all. I'm going to be playing shows this year, starting heavily in the spring. I'll have that up on my website. So come out and see me and stream my music. You like it?
Yeah, this was Jeremy and Sadie with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Sadie, thanks for coming on and hanging out with us and talking and giving us all kinds of great information about what you've been doing and what you're going to be doing. Thanks for doing that. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey guys, it's Sadie Bass, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Takes you this week. Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live. Buck 92.3.